Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and it was a weekend of college football, well, at least for you with the Wake Forest side and me on the LSU side. Now, if you were an Alabama fan, a different story. And congratulations to our five winners that won those FSU tickets to see the Bama game. They were in for a treat.
And, heck of a game.
And, you know, I was watching it, and I, when it started raining, I went, oh, these people are going to hate me for giving these tickets away.
A lot of people, I noticed they had rain jackets on. Because it was like, is it a little bit cloudy out there? They go to one commercial break. When they come back, it's pouring. It's like, my Lord.
It's typical, you know, Florida weather. What can I say? But congratulations to the Noles.
And they needed
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this man over here to the right of me is going to be giving away two sets of tickets on a Wednesday. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's the current plan. Starting tomorrow, we're going to be we should be giving tickets away to Florida State and East Texas A&M.
Okay.
So this is a bit of a reprieve game for the Noles. So if you want to see an easy Noles win,
whoa! That's probably what Alabama was saying.
Come on! Now, if you want to see the Noles this weekend against East Texas A&M, what you can do starting tomorrow is you can enter our contest just like we did last week, and we'll go over the rules. You know, News Radio Pensacola app. That's the name of it, News Radio Pensacola. Once you download it and get onto it, contest should pop up right away. That'll be from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. We announced the winners at 5:15 p.m. Again, that should be starting tomorrow.
Yeah, and it was so exciting just knowing, and I kept saying this, five of our winners are over at Doak Campbell.
I did look at the crowd. It was a packed house, and I was sitting there thinking, in there somewhere, there are people that won tickets.
Let me say, I was just proud of the Noles. For that game. They played magnificently. Okay, let's get to business. Here's three top things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, summer is, officially, unofficially, whoever you ask, it could be the unofficial side or the official side. It's over. and you know good and well it's not over because it's going to stay warm around here probably until Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah.
Stretched a little bit. But it is over for just conversation's sake. And the Blue Angels air shows have just a few months left in the 2025 season. It seems like we just started talking about, the practice sessions are coming.
Right.
And they're already getting ready to end. Now, to see them practice, you can visit the National Aviation Museum on board NAS Pensacola. The September practice dates, September 9th, 10th, 16th, and 23rd. It's your last dates of the season.
Number two.
And Pensacola Beach businesses report increased tourist numbers but reduced spending this season. Hospitality workers note fewer customers as visitors aren't reaching restaurants. Rising business costs are impacting profits and many sales are down.
Number three.
Florida Power and Light opposes a rate proposal for consumer advocacy groups, urging the Florida Public Service Commission to deny it. The proposal would cut FPNL's original revenue request by about a third. Meanwhile, the Florida Office of Public Counsel objects to a proposed FPNL rate hike that would raise revenues by $6.7 billion through 2029, calling the increase excessive. All right. Speaking of excessive, he's 4:15. News Radio 92.3, Mr. Excessive himself, moving his way in. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on this Labor Day. News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, hopefully the traffic won't be too excessive because holiday, you know.
We should probably check pretty closely the beach traffic coming off the
island. I have been keeping an eye on that for sure. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. So most of our roads that usually give us problems this time every afternoon don't appear to be backing us up at this time. And looking at the beach bridge traffic, both getting on and off of Pennsylvania, Pensacola and Navarre beaches, not seeing any backups there either at this time.
You know why? They just shot the scene for
everyone's
the beach
there.
Everybody's still on the beach.
Yeah, they're not leaving getting there yet. As for your weather, it's 86 degrees, sunny, mostly clear. That's how it's looking for the entirety of this work week. Tonight's low going to be 69 degrees. Did you hear me correctly, sir? Sub 70.
Great.
That is awesome. Tomorrow, as I said, sunny, mostly clear, similar to how today was, with a high sitting at around 88.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
All right, boy, you knocked yourself out on that one, didn't you? Saturday football season has kicked off, of course, bringing families and friends together to support local youth teams. But with increased crowds at the parks, Scammy Sheriff Chip Simmons saying they're ramping up security at all those games and at the gates.
We're going to put the cameras out there just to hopefully act as a deterrent. To let people know that, don't act crazy.
All right, those cameras connect to the real-time crime center at the sheriff's office, so don't think about doing anything funny.
I do feel as if maybe we could increase, but I also know, too, extra duty is based off volunteer. It's kind of like overtime, but I think they're doing a great job with keeping everyone safe.
Hopefully, them being out here will prevent anything from happening.
You know, my kids play youth football. And I just loved going. My Saturdays were so great, getting ready for those youth games and watching the kids play football.
Right.
But again, the theme here, be safe.
100%. And we're getting some reaction to the recent acquittal of a Santa Rosa County father who was charged after allegedly holding an Uber driver at gunpoint. Dr. Sean Hollenbeck was found not guilty last week, and he says he wants an apology from law enforcement for the charges that were filed. But Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson says Hollenbeck's charges weren't conjured out of nothing. A judge saw reason to go forward with them, and that ultimately the jury got to pick. Hollenbeck was originally charged with aggravated assault with a weapon and said his training kicked in after finding his teenage daughter in an unknown vehicle.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, the state of Florida has been busy executing death row inmates, and another execution has been scheduled. Tom Rigotti has more on this.
Victor Tony Jones' execution date has been set for September 30th, the 13th execution scheduled in Florida this year. Another death row defendant, David Pittman, also has his execution scheduled for next month. The state has already executed 11 people this year. The previous high was 8 in 2014. Jones was convicted and sentenced to die in 1993 on two counts of first-degree murder. The jury found Jones killed a married couple during a robbery at their business where he was a new employee. The state Supreme Court is scheduled to hear an appeal. An appeal will also likely be filed with the U.S. Supreme Court. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And a woman is dead after a dog attack in Miami Gardens. Cops responded to the scene this morning near Hard Rock Stadium. An elderly woman was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities say she was mauled by one or several dogs. Still searching for the dogs and their owner. An investigation is ongoing.
Okay, Florida Republican Congressman Jimmy Patronis. You know him. You love him. You know who we're talking about here. Well, he's reacting to a federal judge's ruling ordering the closure of Alligator Alcatraz. Here's Jimmy.
We worked within the confines of protecting the environment, but also leveraging the natural inhospitableness of the Everglades in order to make this nothing more than a transition center. Again, transition center. This is activist judges that are reacting because the left is pushing their buttons.
Okay, Congressman Jimmy Patronis, new school season requirement to help Florida school athletes is out. Teresa Crowley has more on the story on News Radio 92.3.
Football season has a new safety built in. Florida now the first state to require an EKG for all high school athletes. Kids in grades 9 through 12 need an electrocardiogram screening before their first athletic competition. If it's abnormal, they'll be held from play till medically cleared. Governor DeSantis signed the Second Chance Act in honor of a Florida Panhandle high school athlete, Chance Gaynor, who collapsed during a football game last year and died. Sudden cardiac arrest is one of the leading causes of death among student-athletes, but it can be detected in 70 to 95% of cases with an EKG. The law also requires every Florida grade, middle, and high school to have at least one defibrillator. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
420 on the nose here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you on this Labor Day edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Hardware has been serving the city's general contractors and tradesmen for 174 years. We very much appreciate our customers and are thankful to be one of the only brick-and-mortar businesses in downtown Pensacola to always offer plenty of free parking. We focus on the commercial construction trades and specialize in architectural and engineer-specified products. Whether you're an engineer, project manager, purchasing agent, or subcontractor, Pensacola Hardware is your best local source for construction supplies and exceptional product knowledge.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
So, I'm apartment hunting and having this debate with a landlord.
Like I said, no pets.
just can't rent you the unit.
Yeah, he's a dog, but sir, he's not a pet.
He's four-legged, he's hairy, he's on a leash, that's a pet.
No, Henry is an assistance animal. Look, I'm legally blind. Couldn't you make a reasonable accommodation for my guide dog?
Young lady, you can call your canine friend anything you want. Those are the rules.
Rules? Rules that allow for housing discrimination? So I made a call to HUD to confirm that indeed landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals. And now we're so happy in our new apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your disability, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or familial status, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Lads, led by Dickie Williams, a British Invasion tribute band featuring only British bands from 1963 to 1969. Come dance and sing to the sounds of the Beatles with the Lads at Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets or glass.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. I talked with former two-time boss of the Blue Angels, Captain Greg McWhirter, about the Navy's decision to no longer require carrier qualifications before it gives pilots their wings of gold. Very interesting decision. Also talked with our Congressman, Jimmy Patronis, about the Minneapolis shooting, the impact of technology that he describes as sticky, and radicalization online in our youth. Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app, to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 923.
Pensacola right now.
Top national stories this hour.
4:23, News Radio 92.3. Trump administration seeing economic wins, including stock highs and record low gas prices. That's a pretty good formula. Madeline Riviera has more.
This Labor Day weekend, the White House is putting a focus on tax cuts and new investments in the country as critics nationwide take to the streets to protest wealth disparities. The White House maintains their policies are benefiting the middle class and that nowhere is that more evident, they believe, than at the gas pump. Gas Buddy predicts the average gas price will be $3.15 on Labor Day, the lowest price at the pump since 2020. The president sending out a Labor Day greeting on Truth Social, touching on the tariffs briefly. He says, enjoy your Labor Day weekend, a big year ahead for the USA, maybe the best ever if the tariffs are finally approved by the courts.
Okay, it is 4:24, News Radio 92.3. Of course, the markets are closed today for the Labor Day weekend. But Labor Day weekend celebrates American workers, of course, and also marks the unofficial end to the summer. See, there we go. Is it official or unofficial?
Right.
Who you ask here. Caroline Elliott, she's in Buford, Georgia this afternoon, and has her take on the latest travel situation.
We know that hearts are breaking across America right now as unfortunately, yes, we are saying goodbye to summer. But hey, what better way to do that than here at Lake Lanier with friends and family? We know that a lot of people are just trying to get that last boat day in, some swimming, or one more road trip before summer ends. We talked to a couple people who came out to soak in all the sunshine they can before that colder weather starts.
I'm pretty sad about it.
We are very, very sad to have to get back into the routine.
A lot of people took full advantage of this last bit of free time.
Okay, it is 4:25. Weather is just beautiful out there. And who better could tell us all about it? Austin Price is in. Not only will he give us the weather this afternoon, He's going to check out that traffic.
Absolutely. And I'll also let you know that this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. See, I'm good for all kinds of insight here. Let's see. Looking at the roads, we do have some backups, Chris. If you are getting off of Navarre Beach, we do have backups developing there. The bridge getting on and off of Pensacola Beach looking fine, though. Outside of that, we've got that typical holiday traffic where there's no people on the roads heading to or from work, so you don't really have to worry about any congestion in our usual spots. As for the weather, Chris, you said it was looking good, and in fact it is. Sunny, mostly clear, 86 degrees, low of 69 tonight, and that's kind of how it's going to be for the next couple days. We'll see the lows creep up a little bit, and the highs are going to get back into the 90s, but that's not until around your Thursday or Friday.
Look at that, Jordy. It's 86 right now. Just a beautiful afternoon out there. Mm-hmm. No mention of rain. There is another big Powerball jackpot up for grabs tonight worth $1.1 billion with a B. Jeez. Dave Anthony has a story.
Somebody, somewhere, could turn a $2 ticket into a fortune tonight. It's the fifth largest jackpot in Powerball history, and the 13th time a lottery prize has topped $1 billion. But the odds are against you. The chances of picking the right numbers on the five white balls and the correct red Powerball number are astronomical. 1 in 292 million. No one's done it since May 31st. But if someone does tonight, they'll get to choose 30 annual checks over 29 years or the cash option, a lump sum one-time payment of around $500 million before taxes. The drawing is at 10:59 p.m. Eastern. If nobody hits the jackpot, it'll grow again, and we'll have another chance Wednesday. Dave Anthony, Fox News.
And a murder investigation is underway after a man was found dead at the Burning Man Festival in the Nevada desert. The victim was found lying in a pool of blood on Saturday night. The discovery was made while the festival's iconic wooden effigy of a man was being burned. Authorities have interviewed several people who were in the area, but no arrests have been made. The man who died and the cause of death have not been ID'd. Today is the final day of Burning Man.
Okay, while we were talking about the lottery, $1.1 billion. There's something else to bet on here, ladies and gentlemen. Less than a week after it was announced, bets are already pouring in over every aspect of the biggest engagement announcement this year. Lillian Wu has more.
Odds of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce tying the knot by October 31st are 10 to 1 on Polymarket. By December 31st, 7 to 1. Bookmakers have 2026 and beyond as the most likely date for the pair. Bettors are also laying money at 1-to-1 on whether Swift will announce she's pregnant by 2026. Odds on their first baby being named Travis are 5-to-1, and Edward, after Kelce's dad, 9-to-1 on Bet Us. There are even odds on whether Swift will keep her last name. Brother Jason Kelce is the big favorite to be best man with 1-to-5 odds, meaning you have to bet $5 just to win a dollar. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Okay, here's something that will help you sleep a little bit better tonight as the height of the hurricane season approaches. The federal agency that runs FEMA says it's ready for the next natural disaster. Grinnell Scott has the story.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem on CBS Face the Nation said she believes FEMA has been more responsive in the wake of deadly flooding in Texas and New Mexico this year.
We've had people on the ground within hours responding to those families that were in crisis.
A recent letter signed by past and present FEMA employees questioned FEMA's ability to react due to cost-cutting measures. Noem claims those who signed the letter aren't career staffers, but
temporary contract employees who had worked for the Department of Homeland Security for less than a year.
Those signees have been placed on administrative leave. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Here's something for you. Legendary Southern rock musician with Florida roots may have a portion of U.S. Highway 41 named in his honor, pending state approval. Sarasota County Commissioners requesting that FDOT rename part of the highway after Dickie Betts from the Allman Brothers. Way to go. Hey, we got Buffett with A1A. We got Betts with 41. There you go. Sports coming up at 5. Hold on.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A federal judge has blocked a group of children from being deported to Guatemala in a last-minute decision. Fox's Bill Malugin explains.
This happened after attorneys and advocates representing the Guatemalan children argued that the Trump administration was violating U.S. laws and potentially sending the kids to peril in their home countries without giving them due process. Now, the Trump administration countered that, saying they're reuniting the children with their parents or guardians in Guatemala.
Democrats are setting their midterm strategy more than a year out, targeting President Trump.
We are facing an authoritarian in the White House right now, a fascist regime in this country.
That was the call to action from Democratic Party Chairman Ken Martin at the party's summer meeting last week. Just 6 months into his term, he's tasked with rebuilding and rebranding the party.
That's Fox's Doug Luzzatto reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Carrington Harrison with the Sports Minute. Alabama has been at the top of the college football mountain for at least the last 15 or 20 years, but I'm here to report to you guys that the dynasty is dead. Alabama has lost three of their last four games, and they just got pummeled by Florida State. Florida State in one offseason was able to retool in the transfer portal NIL and turn themselves into a team that completely outclassed and outplayed Alabama down the stretch. I'm telling you right now, things are looking spooky in Alabama. This is Carrington Harrison with the Sports Minute.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, celebrate Rosh Hashanah at Jackson's, jazz at Jackson's, celebrating Nat King and Natalie Cole featuring Ellen Vinson and Jack Zosh, and Fall Harvest at Angelina's, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, summer is officially slash unofficially over, and the Blue Angels air shows have just a few months left in the 2025 season. To see them practice, visit the National Naval Aviation Museum on board an AS Pensacola. September practice dates are September 9th, 10th, 16th, and the 23rd.
Number two.
Okay, Pensacola Beach businesses report increased tourist numbers but reduced spending this season. Yeah, they saw the tourists coming across the bridge, but they just weren't spending the money
right in
the local establishments. Hospitality workers note fewer customers as visitors aren't reaching those restaurants. Rising business costs are impacting profits, and many say sales are down.
Number three.
And Florida Power and Light opposes a rate proposal from consumer advocacy groups urging the Florida Public Service Commission to deny it. The proposal would cut FPL's original revenue request by about one-third. Meanwhile, the Florida Office of Public Counsel objects to a proposed FPL rate that would increase revenues by $6.7 billion through 2029, calling the increase excessive.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, big day today, not only for, of course, Red Snapper, but do you realize snook season gets underway today as well?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we have two. Let me just kind of update you here. For you anglers, Florida's 2025 Gulf Red Snapper season is open daily for the first 2 weeks of September, then continues three-day weekends and select holidays. It applies to private boats and state-permitted charters without a federal reef fish permit. Now, on top of this, snook season is open for most counties along Florida's Gulf Coast, allowing anglers to fish from the Panhandle down to Sarasota Bay through November 30th. Now, over on the East Coast, snook harvesting is permitted through December 14th.
All right, and since we're fixing to do our usual deep dive into sports, I figured I'd give you a refresher on this. Football season is back, of course, but that's not just for high schools and colleges. Youth football games are also beginning across the area, so the Escambia Sheriff's Office says they'll have extra security on hand for games across the county, including mobile camera surveillance systems that tie into the county's real-time crime center. Sheriff Chip Simmons says deputies will also be on hand at games, and the costs for the extra security are being paid for by the Sheriff's Office without a cost for Parks and Rec.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The last Sunday without NFL football meant a few college teams in action opening up their seasons. And that included a closer game than expected between 13th-ranked South Carolina and unranked Virginia Tech, which saw South Carolina only up by 6 in the fourth quarter and looking for a spark.
Sellers takes a shot for the track star.
On ESPN, Lenora Sellers showing just why he's such a big-time NFL prospect, delivering that 64-yard touchdown pass as South Carolina does get the win 24-11. Well, less than a month left in the Major League Baseball regular season, the New York Yankees have the best record in the bigs since August 15th, a stretch that saw them pull within just two games of the Toronto Blue Jays for first place in the AL East division. Looking for their eighth win in a row on Sunday, the Yankees were tied with the White Sox in the eighth inning, but Chicago had its young star, Len Sosa, up at the plate.
This one sent to center field. Grisham backing up at the wall. Get out!
On Chicago Sports Network, that would end up being the difference. The Blue Jays, meanwhile, beat the Milwaukee Brewers, meaning Toronto's division lead is back to three games. Also a close race going on in the National League West Division, where the LA Dodgers started Sunday with just a one-game lead over the San Diego Padres. San Diego got blown out by Minnesota, while LA beat Arizona, giving the Dodgers a little bit of breathing room. Checking in now on the American League Wild Card, where the Seattle Mariners were two games up on the Kansas City Royals for the third and final spot. Seattle beat Cleveland, while Kansas City was no match for Detroit Tigers starting pitcher Tarek Skubal.
And a swing and a miss on a changeup.
Courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network Detroit, the reigning American League Cy Young Award winner Skubal with seven shutout innings. He lowers his season ERA to 2.18. That's the second best in the bigs. KC now falls three games behind Seattle. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Greg Thompson.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, and we already touched on this earlier, but I do want to give some more details on it from the other end of the spectrum. Alabama football not getting any help from Nick Saban. The Crimson Tide dropped their season opener for the first time since 2001 after being upset by Florida State 31-17 in Tallahassee. The Tide hope to bounce back from their 0-1 start when they host UL Monroe in their home opener on Saturday night.
Well, listen, Wahoo season about to wrap up here. They were down yesterday, 7-2 by the Lookouts. They were wrapping up their series. Now the Wahoos playing really 500 ball. You can't get more 500 than this. 63 wins, 63 losses tonight.
Wow.
They're in Biloxi. playing the Shuckers. That pitch goes out at 6:35. And let's not forget about the big win, UWF.
Yes.
On Friday night. Lemoine Rhyme.
I thought they were going to struggle, but they did not.
Awesome. 48-21. They're up next. UWF traveling to Owensboro, Kentucky. Taking on Kentucky Wesleyan, okay.
And I know they're not going to struggle.
I think we had that problem last season on this.
Kentucky Wesleyan, okay. Unlike Lenoir Rhyne, they are consistently terrible.
Okay, Saturdays, they'll kick that off at noon in Steel Stadium up in Kentucky. Also, congratulations to, I like this program, the USA Jaguars.
Yeah.
South Alabama over Mobile, big winner over Morgan State, 38-21. So go Jags on that side. I think they got a real good program over there. Mm-hmm. I like watching their games.
They'll be tested next week. They got Tulane.
And then give me a second. I just want to briefly touch on the high school results from this weekend. Tate over Gulf Breeze. Op over Northview, Freeport over Jay, Washington over West Florida, Daphne, Alabama took out Pine Forest. Pace, this surprised me on this game. The Pace over Pensacola Catholic, Knoxville over Escambia, Milton over Pensacola High School. Tonight, Bill Belichick is in action.
Yeah.
TCU.
College debut.
In North Carolina. I'm going to watch it. Maybe they'll go to the stands and do some cutaways on his girlfriend. See what she's doing out in the
stands. Get the Taylor Swift treatment. Yeah, maybe.
But anyway, that's how it looked. Flips the local action.
All righty. And also wanted to touch on this as our last sports story here. American Coco Gauff is out of the U.S. Open. The number 3 seed lost in straight sets to number 23, Naomi Osaka, 6-3 and 6-2. And this was the marquee match of today's action in New York with thousands filling up Arthur Ashe Stadium. The first played each other 6 years ago at the 2019 U.S. Open, a contest that Osaka also won in straight sets. Osaka won the U.S. Open in both 2018 and 2020.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a former tech executive who killed his elderly mother and then himself was allegedly influenced by ChatGPT. Chandler Painter has more.
Stein Erik Solberg was reportedly influenced by ChatGPT before killing his 83-year-old mother and taking his own life. According to the Wall Street Journal, OpenAI's popular chatbot, which Solberg nicknamed Bobby, apparently fueled his conspiracy theories and paranoia that everyone was turning against him. ChatGPT repeatedly assured the 56-year-old former Yahoo executive that he was sane. In one chat, Solberg alleged that his mother and a friend had tried to poison him by putting a psychedelic drug in the air vents of his car, to which ChatGPT responded this quote, "That's a deeply serious event, Eric. And if it was done by your mother and her friend, that elevates the complexity and betrayal." In one of his final chats with the chatbot, Solberg said, "We will be together in another life and another place, and we'll find a way to realign because you're going to be my best friend again forever."
Okay, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. claiming nicotine pouches are the safest way to consume the substance over cigarettes and vapes. I saw Griff Jenkins. He was on the news desk today on Fox. He has the story and files the details.
Secretary Kennedy wants Americans to address hundreds of billions of dollars spent on cigarette smoke-related health costs. And he sparked speculation of being a consumer of nicotine pouches himself when he appeared to pop one in his mouth during his confirmation hearing. But the medical community is not ready to sign off. The CDC warns there are no safe tobacco products, including nicotine pouches. This is especially true for youth, young adults, and women who are pregnant.
All righty, just about 4:45 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MADD-HELP or visit MADD.org. Let's see, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. We did have some backups earlier if you were trying to get off of Navarre Beach. Those have seemingly cleared out, though. So if you're dealing with any problems, they shouldn't hold you up for long. As for your weather, 86 degrees, going to be a low of 69 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear for the next several days, with your high being 88 on Tuesday.
4:46, News Radio 92.3. If you're coming off the bridge, off the island, drive safe. Just keep it really safe and slow this afternoon. Tourists heading to national parks are celebrating the Labor Day weekend as summer is now coming to a close for some people.
Right.
Not much around here. But Robert Ray has more from Sedona, Arizona.
Happy Labor Day from Sedona. And if you've never been here, oh my gosh, you need to come. It's one of the most beautiful places in the Southwest. Over 150 million Americans are traveling this holiday season. An amazing time to look back and reflect on almost, a new time as we move into the autumn. Summer essentially over. And folks come to Sedona for a lot of reasons. The red rocks, the landscape, the hiking trails, and what is called a spiritual vortex.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, nobody has won the Powerball yet. Prize is going up tonight. $1.1 billion. Charlotte Elliott has your details.
Some random person could walk into a gas station, buy a $2 ticket, and then could become a billionaire, which is why so many people just love this game, right? The prize has an estimated cash value of $498.4 million, which is the game's fifth largest prize ever. Winners will have two different options in getting that money. It can be paid out over 29 years, or you can just get it all at once, which, of course, no surprise there. Is the more popular option.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Early evidence seems to suggest that White House policy is reducing the size of the immigrant labor force, according to recent retreats in the overall U.S. labor pool, according to several economists. CNBC spoke with a range of economists from financial firms, economic research institutions, and think tanks, and also reviewed recent research notes and analyses that economists have published on immigration and the job market currently. Tesla is facing an investigation from federal safety regulators into whether or not it delayed notifying the government about crashes involving its driverless technology. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, in a federal filing, says reported crashes occurred several months or more before the dates of the report that it received from Tesla. The markets are closed today for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
All right. Very interesting in terms of business situations. The console war between Microsoft and Sony may be finally cooling down. It's been ramping up there and got pretty heated.
Yes, it did.
Ian Digman has the details on Fox on Games.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
It's an unprecedented shift in strategy as Gears of War Reloaded, owned by Microsoft, makes its way onto Sony's PlayStation.
You could get in a lot of trouble for doing this.
Not anymore. Things have changed.
And the Sony-owned Helldivers 2 finds itself on the Xbox.
Your chance to serve, to fight, and to sacrifice for a freer tomorrow.
This might be the first white flag from both companies in the console war, in which PlayStation has clearly won in terms of console sales. According to financial reports from both Microsoft and Sony, PlayStation 5 has more than doubled the sales of the Xbox. And Konami jumping back into the Metal Gear world, with the highly anticipated stealth game remake, Metal Gear Solid Delta, Snake Eater. Widely considered a masterpiece from director Hideo Kojima, this may be a step towards the future, with Konami dipping their toes back into this world after the contentious split between Kojima and Konami in 2015. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
All right, and a top White House trade advisor predicting doom and gloom if the Supreme Court were to strike down President Trump's global tariffs. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said Sunday such a move would spell the end of the United States. This after a federal appellate court on Friday ruled the tariffs were illegal, and the administration is appealing to the high court.
Yeah, no, it's another one of those judges that are making these rulings here, the lightweight judges that was actually put into place by Joe Biden. And so they're the same judges you get every time something comes up. They're going to say, no, ain't going to happen.
Right.
So anyway, you can take that one to the bank. UPS begins buyouts of some of its U.S. employees. I didn't know they were downsizing.
I don't know.
Interesting. Here's Jeff Manasso. It's voluntary buyouts for some of UPS's full-time U.S. drivers in part of a broader workforce reduction and network overhaul to close facilities and cut some 20,000 jobs. The buyouts include providing $1,800 per year of service with a minimum payment of $10,000 plus retirement benefits. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters Union has strongly opposed the buyouts as a violation of its national contract. UPS says it is committed to the labor agreement, but that change is needed due to declining package volumes from key customers like Amazon. Jeff Manasso, Fox News. Okay, the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio traveling to Mexico and Central America this week. Nice little trip. Eben Brown has the preview.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio will be visiting both Mexico and Ecuador this week. During both stops of his trip, Rubio is expected to meet with high-ranking officials to discuss U.S. priorities in stopping and dismantling drug cartels, stopping the flow of illegal fentanyl, and ending illegal migration. It's Rubio's fourth such trip within the Western Hemisphere. He's also expected to discuss trade balances and economic prosperity initiatives. Eben Brown, Fox News.
4:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines, and of course, one final check of your roads and weather for this hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
When you need any job done outdoors, you need Five Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. Five Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google Five Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. Five Star Outdoor Services.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn today...
The only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
.455, heads up Pensacola. Austin Price, he's in, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. Get any word for the beach traffic? Has it started to build up, or what's going on over there?
Earlier this hour, we did have some slight issues if you were getting off of Navarre Beach, and then it looked like it had cleared up. Taking a look now, yeah, no beach traffic at this time, getting on or off of Pensacola or Navarre Beach. And, of course, any usual spot that gives us congestion because of work traffic, all of that's looking pretty smooth because it is a holiday after all. Happy Labor Day. As for the weather, 86 degrees, low of 69 tonight, mostly clear this evening, and over the course of the rest of this work week, but but it is going to be sunny, mostly clear, and with that will come some heat. Tomorrow's high is 88 with a low of 71.
Here's today's pop culture news.
You know, we learned about the untimely death of that gentleman at the Burning Man Festival, but there was something that kind of superseded this one. You ready for this? An unexpected delivery at the annual Burning Man Festival happened. Deborah Valentine has the report.
The infant's parents say they had no idea about the pregnancy. They say it's an absolute miracle. 36-year-old Kayla Thompson gave birth prematurely to her daughter Aurora while the couple was in their RV in the middle of the desert. Help soon arrived. Aurora, weighing 3 pounds, 9 ounces, was airlifted to a neonatal hospital in Reno, 125 miles away. She'll remain there until she's ready to go home. Her mother's already been discharged. The infant's dad, 39-year-old Casey of Salt Lake City, says had he known about the pregnancy, the Burning Man Festival is the last place on the planet he would have been. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
I would like to think so. Hey, babe, I'm crowning. Let's go to the Burning Man Festival. MTV will hit the rewind button and play music videos 24/7 for 1 week on select channels. Starts today and will feature more than 700 classic and current music videos. The videos will air on MTV2, MTV Live, MTV Classic, and Pluto Channel MTV Biggest Pop. It's all to celebrate the legacy of MTV ahead of this year's VMAs that will take place September 7th.
All right. Abbott Elementary reveals a season 5 episode with a Philadelphia sports team. I'll be transparent with you. I've never seen Abbott Elementary before.
I've seen bits and pieces.
But I've seen, you know, promos, things like that, but never seen it full. Here's Michelle Polino.
The teachers of Abbott Elementary are heading to a Phillies game in an upcoming episode. Creator and star Quinta Brunson teased the field trip at San Diego Comic-Con, promising Philly sports fans will be very happy. Last week, the cast was spotted filming at Citizens Bank Park as the Phillies crushed the Atlanta Braves 19-4. One fan posted on X, "I'm going to need the Abbott cast to be at every Phillies game from now on." The series has long celebrated Philadelphia sports, from Eagle stars Jalen Hurts, Jason Kelce, and Brandon Graham making cameos, to Gritty stealing scenes in season 2. The cast posts with a Philly fanatic in a crossover on Instagram put together with MLB Studios. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Seattle's Museum of Pop Culture says it will close its iconic Nirvana exhibit after 14 years. The exhibit will close on September 7th, and fans and city residents are not happy about the news. The museum said it will host an all-day farewell celebration on September 6th. Attendees can participate in a workshop and get a T-shirt printed and enjoy guided tours and performances along with a panel discussion.
Okay, the longtime owners of a New York City brownstone. My parents had a brownstone in Brooklyn. The owners there that became a TV landmark. This brownstone became a TV landmark. Well, they're trying to deter tourists from visiting. You know, people taking pictures all night long.
Right.
I know. I used to live in the spaceship on Pensacola Beach. It was owned by Dr. Bill Rundles. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, you had people riding up your ramp trying to get into your spaceship. Anyway, I know what they're going through. Here's Paul Stevens with more.
The front steps of that brownstone in New York City's West Village neighborhood are known as Carrie's Stoop, and that Carrie is Carrie Bradshaw, the fictional newspaper columnist played by Sarah Jessica Parker in HBO's Sex and the City for 6 seasons, starting in 1998.
Do you know when I first moved to New York and I was totally broke? Sometimes I would buy Vogue instead of dinner. I just felt it fed me more.
But now the home's owners, Daniel and Barbara Lorber, have installed a gate, hopefully to keep fans of the show off the steps when they make a pilgrimage to the site for a photo. Barbara Lorber said previously that she felt bad for a young location scout at the time and allowed her home to be used in the series. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Here's your mortgage numbers. 30-year rate on the fixed mortgage, 6.50%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 5.86%. It does for this hour. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, News Radio 92.3.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.